going, yep. I'm here with Sam Beckwith, who's a long-standing correspondent in the Czech Republic. I wanted to talk to Sam about the Czech Republic, the national side, and their qualification for the Euros. Sam, the Czechs won the first teams to qualify for the Euros. Was that a surprise? How's the qualifying campaign gone so far?
I think it was a big surprise. I think going into the qualification under the new coach, Pavel Verba, the performances have been less than mediocre. And I think on paper, the group looked very difficult, and I don't think there was much expectation. And then it really all turned around with the opening game against the Netherlands. They won in stoppage time in Prague, a goal from Václav Pilař. And that really kind of galvanised the team. It lifted everyone's spirits. And they went on to win, which have a 100% record in the first four games. And from then on, it was theirs to lose, which they came reasonably close to doing. They drew with Latvia and lost in Iceland. And then beating Kazakhstan recently was a big deal. They came from behind to win there. And that really set them on the way. That kind of pushed them towards qualification. But yeah, it was surprisingly easy, I would almost say.
Yeah, because on paper it looked like a tough group. Yeah, with Iceland, who did very well in the last campaign, and then Holland and Turkey as well in the group. The Czechs have obviously benefited from the problems the Dutch have had and the Turks as well to a certain degree. Is this a very different team to the one that played in the World Cup qualifying campaign, or is it an improved team, or have they also benefited from the Dutch problems?
I think they've obviously benefited from the Dutch. That would have been a three-way battle, I think, between the Dutch and the Czechs and Iceland to get the two qualification spots. I think people were fairly aware that Turkey were relatively weak going into the qualification tournament. Man for man, it's odd. It's not obviously a better squad than the one Mikhail Bielek had a couple of years ago. In some ways, maybe worse. It's a more inexperienced group of players. But under the new coach, it's just the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. They've come together really as a collective, as a unit, and played very well together. It's still a work in progress. I think they still make quite a few silly mistakes. I'm not sure how big an impact they'll have on the tournament as a whole. But yeah, it's been quite impressive to get there.
Yeah, they're. An awful lot of the squad are based in the Czech Republic.
That's correct. It seems to have been a conscious decision by Verba that he in the past it's almost automatically players who play abroad and play for big clubs have been the names that have gone into the squad. There just aren't as many of those players anymore. There aren't the high profile Czech players playing abroad so much. And he kind of bet on this idea that the domestic league isn't as weak as people here think it is. In a recent interview, he was pointing to the fact that three Czech teams made it into the group phase of the Europa League, and suggesting that there's more strength in depth in the domestic league than people generally think. But it's interesting. Even here in the Czech media, there's a basic recognition that beyond sort of Czech and Rosický, there really aren't any stars. It's kind of there's no real big names. It's a unit rather than a collection of individuals.
Sure, and Czech and Rosický are still the stars, if you like. They're the only the big.
Yeah,
names,
I think that you would struggle. A sort of casual fan would struggle to recognise a lot of the other names. I think Tomáš Sivok is who plays for Besiktas is. He's a relatively big name. He's certainly respected here, but he's had injury problems, so he's not figured as so much in the qualification rounds.
Yeah.
The other kind of key personality is David Limbursky, who played very briefly. I think he was at Spurs for a while,
right?
To no great effect, and yeah. I think he played for Medina and then came back to the Czech Republic, and he's also like a key member of the team.
Sure, and he scored in the last qualifier.
Scored
the goal that helped to secure qualification. So that are they the main personalities?
Are there any new names
that have come into the frame in recent times?
The kind of big star coming through is Kabul Kadejarbek, who plays, he was with Sparta, moved recently to Germany, and he's sort of probably the big star of the new generation that's coming through. He's a right-sided wing-back. Sure. And then...
did very well in the Euro under-21 tournament.
Yeah. And the kind of solid players who play for Sparta, David Lafata has been the Czech league's leading scorer for several seasons now. Bořek Dočkal is also a very respected midfielder in the Czech domestic league.
Right. And are there any others that could come through from the under-21s, or is it now a pretty settled squad?
I think there's still scope. It seems Pavel Verba isn't afraid to kind of chop and change. I think that in particular it's been a challenge for sort of the last few Czech coaches, really, is to find a formula for replacing Rosický when he's injured, which obviously is quite frequently.
Regularly, and, yeah.
But he remains a key player for the Czechs. He's still, I'd say, their outstanding outfield player.
Yeah.
And so there's constant tinkering with the midfield to try and find a system that could fill in for Rosický's absences. And so there's a lot of young players being given chances in the midfield, like nearly all from domestic teams. It's quite a long list, actually, of players who've come through during this qualifying campaign.
Right, and is he looking to sort of fit those players into a tactical system? Has he got a style of play that he's comfortable with?
It's very much so. I mean, it would be overstating it to call it total football, but it's certainly something in that direction. There's an attempt to... It's very patient build-up. There's kind of players attacking from all areas. It's usually a five-man midfield and a lone striker up front, but quite fluid, quite a lot of attacking down the wings. It's quite attractive football. It's the same. He used the same at Victoria Pilsen, where he was a very successful coach.
Yeah,
and it's good football to watch.
And how is the coach seen in terms of public opinion? Is he got the backing of the public? And
absolutely, yeah. I think he's got quite a remarkable record. He was relatively unheralded when he arrived at Pilsen, but he'd already coached in Slovakia and won the league with Žilina. And then he turned a Pilsen team that was really kind of also-rans and never have beens into a domestic force, really. They won the league a couple of times under Verba before he took over the national team job. And so I think there was a quote I saw from Limbursky recently, who played for him at Pilsen, saying that he has this kind of karmic effect, that he brings success wherever he goes. And I think that people are quite impressed, which is strange. He's not a flashy manager. He's no Jose Mourinho. He doesn't seem to be a strict disciplinarian. It's all about the tactics, I think, and the man management.
Yeah. And are there any players that he's concerned about that aren't playing at a club level at the moment? I mean, Rosický's obviously had his injury concerns. Czechs obviously made the switch to Arsenal, which is a big positive move for him.
I think Czech was obviously a concern. I think Czech is easily the number one choice goalkeeper, and I think even if he hadn't been a regular starter at Chelsea, he still would have been the number one for the Czech Republic. But it's obviously a big relief for him to be at Arsenal and to be playing regularly. I think that's a big relief.
Yeah.
I think there's, because the club is domestic based, there's really not that many players who don't play regularly, who aren't regular starters for the team. It's not such a concern.
Yeah.
I think the one interesting figure is Petr Juráček, who played for Verba at Pilsen very successfully, was quite successful at Euro 2012, and then he's had a quite long and difficult spell in Germany, and now he's actually moved back to the Czech League. He's back at Sparta, and I think he's a player that, if he starts to regain his old form, could feature. He's an attacking midfielder who could feature fairly prominently for the Czechs.
Yeah. Was there any talk about Tomáš Kalas in back home? Because he was mentioned as one of a player who could have helped to solve Chelsea's defensive problems, but has remained out on loan at
Liverpool. I think the the feeling is that he just hasn't got enough experience. I think even with Sivok out, they've gone with Andre Suki, who I think plays for Basel in Switzerland, and Vaclav Prokazka, who I think is domestic based, and that's become the central defensive partnership. Kalas is just not playing frequently just hasn't got the experience yet, I think, to break into the team. I think there's a recognition that he's got great potential, but he's just not quite there yet. He's not quite the finished product.
Yeah. So he's going to stick with domestic base players on the whole. How are the Czech public feeling about the side ahead of the tournament? What are the realistic expectations? Because last time round, you know, it was a bit of a surprise to top that group at Euro 2012 and reach the quarterfinals. What's the mood this time around?
I think there was a general, it's interesting, there was a general air of pessimism going into the qualification round. But then I think once the Czech team does make it to the group phase, to the final tournament, there is like such a rich football heritage here that expectations do rise. I think Verber has kind of raised the expectations for himself by qualifying. There's a general idea that if a Czech team doesn't make it out of the group round at a tournament, then it's not really a success. It's more of a failure. And so I think even though expectations were quite low a year or two ago, I think that will be the expectation now, is to get beyond the group. Whether they can do it remains to be seen. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be an interesting time because there's certainly some youngsters coming through, but it's an unknown team for us at the moment. But it'd be really interesting to see how they get on next summer. That's really interesting, Sam, and great to speak to you. And I'm sure we'll catch up soon.
Okay, great. Nice speaking to you, Gavin.
Cheers.